Human beings experience emotion as a response to external events, conditions, environments, and situations that we encounter. Emotions help create a personal internal world unique to each individual that nobody else can ever really experience or understand. But what if emotions are not yours? They are not you. You don't have to keep them, and they only exist to send you a message. Hello, I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to my channel, where I help with the process of awakening to reality, spirituality, and truth in a practical way. So if that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. In today's episode, I want to consider emotions, in particular, what emotions are, the purpose of emotions, and how we can use our emotions to our benefit. Let's dive in. I want to start with the idea that emotions are a perception and a sense. So the three-dimensional reality we experience on planet Earth and even beyond consists of energy vibrating at different frequencies. Low vibrational energy is heavy and dense and appears as physical material objects, matter and form. High vibrational energy is light and sparkle and exists as etheric energy, mostly intangible to the human being. Every physical form has a vibrational frequency, and our physical senses are interpreting this energetic frequency into something the human body can identify. So to perceive is to become aware of or understand the energy of the external realm through the senses of the human body. So when we perceive internally what exists externally, we then use our brain to interpret and understand the external world. We respond or react through action or behavior to navigate, move, and adjust our physical body and keep it safe. We perceive through the senses. A sense is a mechanism by which a being or animal perceives external or internal stimuli. So the five physical senses include sight, smell, taste, sound, and touch. Other senses that are often ignored or disregarded by human beings include thought, emotion, and intuition. A sensation is an internal awareness or state of consciousness created by external or internal stimulations. So our five physical senses allow us to determine the state of the external environment through sensation. The body perceives what is hot or cold through touch, loud or quiet through sound, fragrant or pungent through smell, beautiful or ugly through sight, and sweet or sour through taste. The brain then processes this information to regulate our physical state in response to changes in external conditions and keep our body safe. It does this by releasing a certain set of chemicals that move through the body and create internal feelings and sensations. We refer to these kind of sets or groups of feelings and sensations as emotion. If you want to learn more about the way we perceive, check out the episode, The Ways We Perceive Reality Through 8 Senses, Not 5. I'll pop the link in the description. Our emotions are a sense. They're physical. A feeling is an awareness of internal energy or sensation resulting from the perceptions of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. Emotion is a collection of physical sensations and feeling in the body. They're a result of certain chemicals released in the brain in response to something that's happening externally. Emotion is a perception, a sense, a sensation, and a physical phenomenon. Our brain takes the energy of our physical senses and perceptions and converts it into chemicals that are then released through our nervous system, which has two parts. The first is the sympathetic nervous system, which utilizes, releases, and mobilizes energy. It is responsible for fight, flight, fright, or freeze instincts, how we respond to the outside, and also getting in the mood for reproduction. The parasympathetic nervous system conserves, builds, and stores energy, and it's responsible for kind of winding down the feeding process and digestion and growth and repair of the body during sleep. So the different chemicals released by the nervous system make us feel alert, awake, stressed, or fearful if we're unsafe, or relaxed, calm, and peaceful if we are safe. And there is a whole spectrum of emotions in between these states of safe and unsafe. So a racing heart, shallow breathing, and a restriction in the chest we call anxiety. An increase in heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, perspiration, and body temperature is what we call anger. as a result of stress hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol released into the body. A lowered heart rate and a sense of relaxation is created by the release of dopamine and serotonin. And this is commonly known as joy, peace, or calm. So emotions are an internal physical representation of the energetic frequency of an external condition. It's how we feel internally about what is happening or going on externally. Each emotion is a chemical cocktail that is a vibrational match to the vibrations of the external environment that you perceive through your senses. And it's so you can experience what's happening outside inside. Emotions exist to tell us whether our body is safe or not and whether we should stay or go. Whether we continue as we are or change either ourselves, our external environment, or our relationship to it. You can learn more about this process in the episode Try and Brain, Why We Think, Feel, and Do the Way We Do. The link's in the description. But emotions are not yours. Our brain converts emotions to thoughts in the mind with the same energetic frequency as emotions and external reality. This is so we can understand our emotions and what's happening in a mental capacity. We give meaning or create beliefs about the thoughts that arise about the emotions that pass through our bodies. Meaning and belief are just ideas and might be objective and true, or they may be subjective, distorted, and not so true. Meaning and beliefs can come from personal experience, intuition, or more commonly, external sources such as friends, family, school, workplace, government, or authority. So these are not always good, correct, or in our best interests. The biggest thing to remember about emotion is they're not yours, they do not drive you, and they're certainly not out of your control. Emotions are not here to own you, and they're not something to hold on to. Emotions are something to perceive, interpret, understand, and experience. They help you navigate and stay safe in the three-dimensional world so you can learn, grow, and expand. Emotions are an intentional message about your physical safety in the external world. When you hear the message and respond accordingly, the emotion dissolves, dissipates, resolves, and goes away. In some cases, the automatic emotions, thoughts, and physical reactions that arise are in our best interests. So when we're faced with a lion or an external attack, we need our body to automatically sense this danger and determine whether it should run in fear and fright, or stay and fight, or hide and freeze. When we are safe, we need our body to be able to rest, relax, and switch off so that it can rejuvenate and repair. But in many cases, emotions are acting out of control because they're not being acknowledged as they're intended. Humans were designed to feel emotions such as stress, anger, frustration, or anxiety for short periods. This is so they could react or respond and keep the body safe. The problem is, the modern world is full of external stress that keeps the body in a heightened state and experiencing ongoing emotions that tell us we're unsafe constantly, even when there is no real threat of injury, danger, or death. Many humans are walking through life with no awareness of emotions, let alone the thoughts they have about them or the actions and behaviors they react with, all of which are creating their reality. When we are not aware of our physical sensations, emotions, and thoughts, we react with automated and careless action and behavior. When we become conscious and aware of physical sensations, emotions, and thoughts, we can respond with more intentional, considered action and behavior. So what does this mean? Well, emotions are a physical experience to give us a message about the external environment. This is so we can respond accordingly and keep the body safe. We must start to acknowledge emotions and understand their messages and respond with awareness so they can be released, and then we can move on with our life. Emotions are not something to be feared, ignored, worried about, or ashamed of. They're also not something to be pursued, revered, or sought after. So we should not run away from anger or sadness or grief or frustration. And at the same time, we should not be pursuing only a life of happiness and joy and excitement. It's unbalanced. It doesn't give us the messages that we need. Emotions are here to help navigate and guide. So how you start to perceive, experience, and respond to emotions will determine the reality you create and the results of your life. Will you let emotions run on autopilot, or will you take control and start to pay attention and drive the vehicle? The choice is always yours. I hope you found that helpful and started to get you thinking about what emotions actually are. I have a lot of content that I'm churning out to help you in this crazy world. I want to help you create a life that is authentically yours. So if that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you check out my soul archetype quiz that I've created for you. In just a few minutes, you'll receive your major soul archetype report, which will help you start to uncover the essence of who you really are and what your purpose for being here is. So the link for that is in the description. Now, while you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. That's about it for today. Hope you found it interesting or helpful. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.